Jesus, God incarnate, Yeshua. Who is Jesus? He is God, Yahweh, in the flesh. He is the voice and face of God. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Matthew 11:6. The denial of Jesus as very God is a phenomena of the late 20th century, which has become part of the political correctness fascism of the early 21st century. Either Jesus is who he said he is, or he is a liar and a fool. It's as simple as that. For most of their existence, mainline denominations have accepted the deity of Jesus without even a shadow of doubt. However, in the past several decades, the ecumenical movement has made significant inroads into the foundational beliefs of many so-called Christian churches. In an attempt to become open-minded and open-armed, doctrinal shifts have begun to occur. A new Jesus has been invented, one whose original words and purpose have been replaced by nebulous cosmic love force. Jesus died that you and I might be forgiven of our sins. His formula for inclusion in the kingdom of God is simple. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Romans 10:9. Jesus is the only way to God. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. All other religions are false. This is a fundamental principle of Jesus' teaching. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. John 10:1. Although there is a general distrust and in some arenas hatred of religion, it is still politically correct to use the name God in a prayer or statement about religion in public. However, to name the name of Jesus is not acceptable and is more often than not treated as a reason to ostracize the user of that name. Just as in the days when Jesus walked the earth, it has now become dangerous to be associated with him. It is for this reason that he pronounced a blessing on those who were not ashamed of him. Full revelation of Christ. Jesus is the express image of the Father, God. There never has been, nor ever will be, a physical manifestation of God other than in Jesus. God became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and glory. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through him, Jesus. Matthew 11:27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Jesus reveals the character of God and enables his followers to demonstrate that character by empowering them through his Holy Spirit, who manifests love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. The name of Jesus. John 20:31 says, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have a life through his name. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 3:6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Acts 4:10, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Acts 16:18, and this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out of her the same hour. 1 Corinthians 6:11. And such were some of you, but you are washed, you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Philippians 2:9-11. Wherefore God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. 1 John 3:23, and this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. John 14:13, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. John 14:14, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 15:16, you've not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. John 16:23, and in that day he shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. John 16:24. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full.